We have much fewer people who support the Madrigas Adam's way, and among them we'll see very, very big Bali Moshe like Rabbi Yonah, who are trying to figure out all different pshatim and bitachon, but don't really have a half meaning to say that you can say like the Madrigas Adam. So if you look at number two, Rabbi Yonah says, bitachon has to mean 100%, which so far everyone has agreed with. Bitachon means 100%. It's a muscle of a sucker who works for the melech and works with all his might, but with tremendous simcha, because he knows for sure he's going to get a salary. Unlike a lot of people nowadays, you work for someone, you don't know if you'll get your salary in the end. Maybe they'll declare bankruptcy, etc. Right? You work for a melech who always pays the salary. So that's an unbelievable bitachon. And even if you have terrible sorrows, you'll even do more avodas Hashem. You'll have total bitachon. But what bitachon? He doesn't say what you're sure about. Bitachon means you're absolutely 100% sure. Sure about what? Sure about getting your scar. If you find terrible sorrows, where's the scar? He said, no problem. Because Hashem will get what's good for you. Maybe Hashem will punish you in this world, so he says, look, Hashem might punish you, you might get terrible things in Olam Hazeh, but that's just to get rid of your Averos and to bring you closer to Hashem and to get you a better chiluk in Olam Haba. Then he gives you a little bit. You have the schar in Olam Haba. He says, what's the Iker Bitachon? The Iker Bitachon is that Olam Hazeh. The Iker B'tachon is Olam Hazeh, who knows what'll happen. But the Iker B'tachon is Olam Haba, so even if a tzaddik has terrible sorrows, he shouldn't say, oh, I have to be talking and I'll get out of these sorrows. He should say, I be talking that my schar is in Olam Haba. For Rabbi Yonah, the Iker B'tachon is in Olam Haba. Of course, for Rabbi Yonah, the Iker B'tachon, because we'll see, he contrasted with the non-real B'tachon, which is Olam Hazeh, Iker B'tachon is, right, you will surely the tov of Olam Haba if you do mitzvos. So for him, the Iker Bitachon is something you have to be 100% sure about. You can't be 100% sure what will happen in Olam Hazeh. So the Iker Bitachon is Olam Haba. Betach Hashem means you always have Bitachon that Hashem will reward you in Olam Haba, and therefore whatever happens, you know, you say, okay, maybe Hashem will, Chas V'Shalom, kill me, maybe Hashem will make terrible things happen to me, but that's okay, because, as he said, this world is ephemeral, it's transitory, it's nothing. Olam Haba is what's important, and Olam Haba Taka is 100%. There's no tzaddik v'ra'lo, there's no philosophical difficulties, etc. Olam Haba is gashmius, so therefore, it's very confusing how Hashem runs it. Olam Haba is very, very posh. If you're Ruchnis, Hashem runs it exactly as simply as you think in kindergarten. And therefore, that's the Iker B'tachon for Rabbeinu Yonah. Is B'tachon Shaykh at all in Olam Hazeh for Rabbeinu Yonah? Well, and his wife doesn't say it's Olam Hazeh, because you can't be sure what'll happen in Olam Hazeh. You can't be sure what'll happen in Olam Hazeh. You can't be sure you'll get good things in Olam Hazeh. So what does he say? He may be Daito, though. He continues at the bottom of page one. He may be Daito, Schor Shomver, Azarulo, Miyachel, Makava, Gamba, Pierce, Mais, Olam Hazeh. However, there's Adam Ochel, Perseyan, Bakar, and Kayamisol. There's Peres in Olam Hazeh. What is Peros? Keren is Kayemis. The Keren you always have. The Peros, you know, are a little bit iffy, right? You own a piece of property. You own that piece of property. Like, legally, no one can take it away from you. Whether you'll make money renting out the property or not, you know, you hope you might, right? That's the nature of having a Keren, is that you hope you'll get Peros. Like, if you have a field, you hope it'll grow Peros, but there's no guarantee. So he says, once you believe in the Keren of Olam Haba, you also have a tikva and a tochelos. You have a hope that Hashem reward you in Olam Hazeh. That's a hope. Why? Because b'derech klal, we have schar v'onesh in the Torah, right? For all the philosophical difficulties that we know tzad v'ra'al, we know sefer Iyov, we know this, we know that. It still says, v'ayam shamar, right? If you do good, Hashem will reward you. If you do bad, Hashem will punish you in this world. Which means that there's a general derech of rewarding tzaddikim in this world, even though you can't count on it because Hashem's ways are very complex. V'tochel tikva atzum v'tochel. This is a hope. It's not a bitachon. You can't be boteach on something. But it's a hope which emanates from bitachon. It can also be called a kind of bitachon because it emanates from bitachon. So there's like a side effect of bitachon, a secondary madrega of bitachon, which applies to Olam Hazeh. Rabbeinu Yonah says,
Rabbeinu Yonah, you know, the, what he calls that Sula min ha-bitachon, something that emanates, which flows out of bitachon, is that you hope Hashem will reward you, right, well, will give you what you want in Olam Hazeh.
Here again, everyone's denying one premise of the Madrega. So I've been saying, yeah, Bitachon means if you need a candle, you get a candle, like that story. If you need to be safe from the Nazis, you'll be safe from the Nazis. If you need a Parnassah, you get a Parnassah. But in Olam Hazeh, it's not that you're sure, it's that you hope. Right? It's not an absolute philosophical belief, but it's a hope, because since you absolutely believe that Hashem will reward you if you're good in Olam Haba, you hope for the peiros in Olam Haba. It's the same way as someone who's absolutely talking that he owns the field, hopes to eat the peiros. Although he knows that sometimes the field doesn't grow peiros, sometimes there's a bad year, sometimes there's a crop disease, sometimes maybe all the trees in the field will die. But you know you have title to the field. So you have absolutely talking that you have title to the star, in which is Be'ikr in Olam Haba, and you hope you'll get peiros.
This form is based on two, and I know for sure Hashem is going to do what he thinks is good, and I just hope that what I want is what Hashem is good for Hashem.
I mean, you know, everything is interrelated, because it's about Hashem running the world, right? But, you know, when it comes to bitachon, look, a lot of these are based on the same philosophical premise that Hashem runs the world. Okay, we'll have to... we won't have to question the philosophical premise whether Hashem runs the world. That would be perhaps a little inappropriate. We'll have to question the philosophical question of exactly in what derech does Hashem choose to run the world. So everything is based on similar theological premises. The question is, what does that mean lemaisa? How do I do bitachon? For Ben Yonah, how I do bitachon is similar to the Chazanish, how I do bitachon, because since Hashem runs the world, therefore I can hope that he will... I can hope that he will save me. But it's a little different because the Chazon Ish doesn't really say that, like, you hope for one particular direction. For Ben Yonah, it's always like, I hope that Hashem will do a good thing for me, so it's like something added to the Chazon Ish, I think. And then he continues, although he continues in the second side of the page by saying it's based on the same philosophical premise. V'od yechayv inyan bitachon, sheyedem levavo ki akol bidei shamayim, v'yodol shanas atfarim lahach levamazol. The English shemachol shibra v'ma'atiris were similar. Part of bitachon, what do you mean, I hope Hashem will help me in Olam Hazeh? That means you have to believe that Hashem runs Olam Hazeh. Right? So you have to know that everything is bidei shamayim, Hashem can change teva and change mazel, and nothing can stop Hashem from saving you, whether it's easy or hard, quote-unquote, right? Because Hashem, there's no easy or hard. And even if the tzar is right at your doorstep, even if the soldiers are banging at the door with guns, the Yeshua is very close if Hashem wants to. So because Hashem can do anything. The Nehemar... always trust in Hashem whenever you're in tzaras. What do you know? You don't know that he will save you. Because who knows? Hashem's smarter than you. You know that Hashem could save you, terrify you, in a blink of an eye. Now, can you cavalish Yeshua? You'd hope for Yeshua. Even if the sword is on your neck. This is a hope which emanates from the sureness that we mentioned about Olam Haba. Right, whenever you have a tzara, who do you turn to? You turn to Hashem, because Hashem could always save you, and you hope that he will. So it's a slight difference than the Chazon Ish. The Chazon Ish says, you know that Hashem's in control of everything. He adds, this literally says, you know Hashem's in control of everything, and you hope that he'll save you. You hope that it'll save you if you deserve it. Or so far he says if you deserve it. What's just the Chiddush of Ben Yonah is that he says bitachon doesn't mean you're sure, it just means you hope. Ah, he has trouble. How can you say bitachon means hope? Doesn't betach mean sure? So that's what he solved by saying there's two kinds of bitachon. Obviously bitachon has to mean to be 100% sure, otherwise we're wishy-washy, we're not really from. But you're 100% sure in Olam Haba, and you hope in Olam Hazeh. Similarly, we see different levels of bitachon in the Sefer HaMatzvot over the Hashem by Rav Ram ben Rambam. Also, Rav Ram ben Rambam was one of the slightly more obscure philosophers among the Rishonim. Although everything he says here is found in lots and lots of Rishonim, he just has a nice essay on pages 3 and 4. He has four different madrigas of bitachon. which tie into the various things we mentioned here. If you look on page 3, I underlined some parts. I'll just read the underlined parts. You can go back and look at yourself. There are many madrigas to be talking. Then he goes to page Kofkiyam. I'll show the madrigas to be talking. Hashem Yisrael Rein Arba Mitzvar. Hamala Rishon of Em Hushia Adam Mekavu Mitzafel Lasagim Zolzim Itoiz Baruch Rov Rachma. You hope that Hashem will give you through his Rachman what you want. This is exactly Rav Avram ben Arambam. His first derech. Right? You hope Hashem will give you what he wants. Again, no one's going to say that the only thing bitachon means, because bitachon, the word, sounds like you're sure of something. But he'd say one medrag of bitachon is to not be sure. One part of it, there are some parts of bitachon that you're sure about. Well, one part of bitachon is not necessarily be sure, just to like look to Hashem. And it's a matter of how you live religiously, right? The same person could have the same theological beliefs. I can believe Hashem runs the world, you believe Hashem runs the world. And I, whenever I want something, look to, you know, have put my hopes, put my faith in people, etc. And you, I know it's so confusing to say about these two types of people, and you put your faith in Hashem, meaning you don't know, but okay, so I think the president will save me, and I put all my hope in him, and he might or may not come through. You put all your hope in Hashem, who might or may not in his divine plan, decide that it's wise to come through for you. But putting your hope in Hashem is a lot better than putting your hope in President Obama or any other president. Even though you're worried that your Averos might prevent Hashem's Rachman from being calling you. You can't get everything. Maybe Hashem won't give you everything you want because you're Averos, right? Like Chazal said about Yaakov Avinu, why was he worried in the beginning about Yishlach? Because we're not perfect, and we're not perfect. Then it might be a tzaddik v'ralo, right? Then how do you know you'll get what you want? Okay, but you hope. And this is called someone who hopes to Hashem. So one madrega is to hope. You're not sure what'll happen, but you hope to Hashem, and it's better to put your faith, even if you don't know if he'll come through for you. Not because of bad reason, because of good reason he might not come through for you. You're doubted in whether you deserve it. He seems to assume if you were perfect tzaddik without any averos, then this is what many Rishonim hold, that a perfect tzaddik without any averos can't have tzaddik v'ralo. But for all practical purposes, as you know, the wisest of men said, ki ain't tzaddik v'aretz, so you say, tov lo yechta, so l'maisa, you know, all of us are in that category. Okay, maybe there are four people not in that category, but l'maisa, it's unlikely that anyone, halavai, but we all know it's unlikely anyone in this room will be the fifth. Then he says, "What's madriga shniya?" He says, "Not fundamentally different." Shniya madrigos v'shlomisha altik v'zdochal. He told about bikush mitzuyisale. It's basically the same idea. You hope to Hashem, and you also daven to Hashem. It's just a more active way. Instead of just sitting there and saying, "I'm in big trouble. I'm in a war zone. I don't know how I'm going to escape my enemies," but I hope to Hashem. You also daven to Hashem, which is also, you know, it's not such a hard thing to add. Obviously, that's that kavana inside and outside in your lips. The first thing is called a miyachil Hashem or chakilo. Second is called a dorishem, vachshon and korel Hashem. That's what he says, basically 4.1. Rav Avram ben Harambam. Number two, you add tefillah. Right? You also turn to Hashem in davening, which again is a totally different way of living. It's not a different philosophical belief. The guy who davens and doesn't daven might have the same philosophical beliefs, but one really connects to Hashem when they're in Sara, and one connects less to Hashem. What's the Maila Shlishis? It's interesting, this is only Maila Shlishis. Who Maila, there's one we left out of the chart.
Does it change anything? Or just before you
does daven change anything?
Is he saying, that, how does that affect your bitacha?
Because for Vinayona, for this Madrega bitachon, bitachon's not an intellectual belief. I mean, obviously, no Madrega you'll be talking is supposed to be purely intellectual belief, because we're not supposed, the Torah doesn't want us to be computers, the Torah wants us to be Ovdei Hashem. But these three are really, they're total intellectual beliefs. You believe something, and then you live it, you know, it changed your life here. It's not a difference in belief, it's a hope. A hope is not a belief. A hope is a derech of life, a derech to approach life. And likewise, he's saying, how does it change things? It's not a philosophy, it's just, I believe Hashem might save me, you believe Hashem might save me, I'm a Baal Bitachon, according to this Madrega, if I hope that Hashem will save me, and you're not, if you just, just sit around and worry about what will happen. I'm also worried, but I sort of overcome my fear by hoping Hashem will save me. And he says, and if you not only hope Hashem will save you, but dive into Hashem, that's a totally different experience. What's the third madrega? Third mile is gevaldik. Someone who's sure that he'll get what he wants from Hashem without any suffix. This sounds like madrega to Adam. The higher mile is, you're sure you'll get what you want from Hashem without any suffix. This is really called Boteach Hashem, Chos and Mamin. Chayos Be'ila, it's like it says, and he quotes talking by Avraham Avinu, but just skipping to the underline, what's the only problem? Remember the problem we have, which is Mehechi Teisi, that you know that you're going to get what you want from Hashem. So he adds, Malach Bitachon Shlishis Zu, Lo Yisri Rav Ne'adah, most people can't reach this. El Arak Vishen Nigmu Yilav V'chazen Nevuim V'asma Sido. You can only have this level of Bitachon if you have a Nevuah that says what Hashem's going to do. Yeah, if you have a nevuah, if Hashem said to Av, this is that Avram's a measure of Hem and Hashem, I should have looked it up. Why did Avram say Hem and Hashem? Because Hashem says, Yodoa Teda, Vachachin Yitzubur Chush Gadol, Vidor Vi Yashuvu Hena. No, or Hashem said to Yitzchak and to Yaakov, right? If you have a nevuah, you can be this level of Bitachon. So what's he basically saying? He's saying, this is Rav Avram ben Harambam. Madriga number three. He says, yes, you can be sure you'll get what you want if you have a nevuah. But he says, yeah, you can only reach this level of, let's say, Yaakov. He was sure that Hashem would save him from Laban. Even that, not so clear in Chazal, but let's assume, right, whether Hashem and Yigmachay can affect the nevuah. But let's assume here. He was sure Hashem would save him from Lava. Why? Because he had a Nevuah. When you have a Nevuah, that's different. Of course you have to believe a Nevuah. If you don't believe in Nevuah, then you're an Apikoros. Right? It's one of the 13 Ikarim. Even if it wouldn't be one of the 13 Ikarim, it would be obvious that if you don't believe in Nevuah, you're an Apikoros. If you just will allow me to skip for a second, this is similar to the Chazon Ish. At the end of his little of this essay, the Perek Beis we'll be talking, go back page one. O Zion, I realize I only brought Aleph Vav Zion. Said Yesh Od means to be talking. He says another kind of be talking. Ki Alboteach Shor Ruach Hakodesh Meslami Ruach Olz Hamavasro, because Ruach Hakodesh rests upon you, and you have a tremendous spirit which tells you. Ki, I assume I'm not Yisrael Hashem. Your Ruach Hakodesh telling you Hashem will help you. K'moshe Amar Davar Melech and Tachon Lamaichon Lo Yiruach Hakodesh. Tokom Lamaichon Mavu. Chulik Ze Engim Eschal Vimal Zvotech Ruach Hakodesh. Said some people are Madrega that Ruach Hakodesh tells them that Hashem was with you. Meaning, and that depends on your Madrega. You can't just say, I'm going to have a lot of Bitachon Hashem will be with me. But if you're on a very high level, Hashem might send a Ruach Hakodesh to tell you that you can absolutely believe that Hashem will save you. Like Davar Melech says in etc., which he interprets to mean that Dovin Melech will for sure win. How do you know? Because he says, maybe not Nevuah, but Chazon Ish. You know, also the second type with Ruach HaKodesh. He has slightly lower standards. He says, maybe you don't need Nevuah, maybe you need Ruach HaKodesh. Maybe there's some people of a high stature, even Mizman HaZeh, who can have a Ruach HaKodesh. Not just they have a lot of Bitachon. They have a lot of bitachon of the Chazon Ish's normal kind, and then they rise to very high madrega, and then Ruach HaKodesh comes upon them. So if you see someone who's a big gadol who says, I know Hashem's going to save me, Chazon Ish won't say, you're foolish like the Hamonam who believe in the Nevardikers. No, that person on high madrega might not be saying that because they believe in the Nevardikers, that you can just get whatever you want and tell Hashem what to do. Because that person on high madrega might have had a Ruach HaKodesh on them, even if there's no Nevuah as Man said, they might have had a Ruach HaKodesh. That tells them they'll get what they want. Okay, with Ruach HaKodesh, you can be sure. That's a way to be sure. Ruach HaKodesh. Let's get back, though, most interestingly, to the last madrega of Rav Ramban Arambam. If you go to page 4, all the way at the end, he says his fourth highest madrega. It's interesting, this isn't even the highest madrega, according to Rav Ramban Arambam. The highest madrega is not to have a nevuah and know that you're going to be safe. What's the highest madrega? And Rabbeinu Bachye, in his Hakdama 2, of course, in Hakdama to which parsha will anyone who knows basic midrash discuss bitachon? Miketz, right? Yeah, you could throw it in some other places, but Miketz is obviously the most appropriate to the famous Medrash that Yosef. So in the Hakdama of Miketz, Rabbi Menachem discussed 8 levels of bitachon. He's not discussing types of bitachon. He means like from when you're a baby and you have bitachon, your mother will nurse you, and he's just describing different levels of maturity. The 8th level is like what you're supposed to do when you grow up and become a Ben Torah, and his 8th level is exactly the same thing as this for Rambam and Rabbah. What does the Rav Ben Aram say at the end of the of page 4? Vamaila Revius, what's the highest Maila? Maila Tafkada. Is just to leave it up to Hashem. Hashem is Ale. You just leave it to Hashem. And you don't prefer anything. Here he says, the highest madriga is not to say, I want this. Well, I think I get it. I know I'll get it. How do I know I'll get it? Maybe I'll get it. The highest madriga is not to want. I think this is what's called stoicism in English. The highest madriga is not to want. Of course, why would you not want something? Right? To get rid of any hopes or desires. Until it makes no difference to you if you get what you want or get the opposite. Let's say I want a job. It makes no difference to me if I makes no difference to me if I have money or not. It makes no difference. Now, obviously, this is the high madriga. It's easy to talk the talk. But it makes no difference to me if I live or die. It makes no difference to me if I'm healthy or chas v'shalom have some terrible disease. Yeah, it's very, very, you know, a lot of these madrigas are easy to say and to pretend and require a lot of musar avodah to actually reach. Why is it a good madriga to not care? He doesn't mean you should be depressed. Sometimes depressed people feel like that because they have a psychological problem. That's not what he means. He means you shouldn't care because it's all the gzeir of Hashem. Because what's ultimately best, this is echoed in some, what is more famous nowadays, Nefesh HaChayim, some things he says about tefillah, right? Not other things. There are other things he says about tefillah also. I'm talking about Tzorach Gavoah. But his idea of that, one of his problems with the regular tefillah is, how can you say, I want a diamond for X? Hashem knows what's best. Don't you want what's best? If you want what's best, then maybe it's not X, maybe it's Y. So really, ultimately, there's a lot of things like, you should daven for, right, this is the drush on Mishal Shabina Latova, you should daven for Hashem to give you whatever's best, which then creates other problems, which we'll get to in Hashem another time, which is, how can you daven for Hashem to give you what's best? Hashem's already going to do what's best, so it's pointless. And that, you have to solve with important chidushim. But, getting back to here, it says, if Hashem's doing what's best, mimela, then yeah, to me it seems best to have money, not to be poor. To me it seems best to be healthy, not to chas v'shalom, you know, not to have a terrible disease. But, if in Hashem's plan he wants someone to be poor, he wants them to have cancer, he wants them to die, or whatever he wants to happen to them, then, really, that's what's best. He says the highest maila is just not to want anything, just to say whatever Hashem wants, that's what I want. There's also maila in Efshel Mosa Maila, we talk about Yonashim Kulam. This is the highest madrega, if you even count this together with the other ones, it's so much higher, is just not to want either way. The highest bitachon is just to know that whatever Hashem does is for the best and to want whatever Hashem does. Rina Bakhti also says this in his Maskana, the Hakdamah Mikate. He says the highest level of bitachon, and again, he's comparing it to childish level, so we're not going to go through the first seven, but he says the ultimate level is Rak Shiyir to Mashu Rasan Hashem, to just want whatever Hashem wants. Come Mashu Bari or Chola, Usher or Ani, Chafshi or Usher Beis Asurim, Chain and Shuritzon Hashem Shiyul Echman or Usher Yisurim, become the doctor. If Hashem wants to give you Yisurim, because Hashem wants to give you Yisurim for good reason, obviously, Yisul Echman's there, you should want it. And you shouldn't try to change it, is not to try to change anything at all, not even in your desire, just to accept the best. This is, you know, maybe it's like a, I don't know if you could call it a takeoff or off the Chazon Ish, but this is Rav Ram ben Arambam, the highest madrega, and likewise Rav Bachi, the highest madrega. He says to not want anything, just Ritzon Hashem. Everything is the end of Hashem, and to stop even wanting to be saved. The Achadish does not require such a high madrega, I don't think. To stop even wanting to be saved. You know, for the Chazanish, like, it gives you more strength to know that you might be saved, because for Hashem, there's no such thing as odds. There's no such thing as hard and easy. He's saying, no, you don't even stop even wanting to be saved. You just want what Hashem wants, because if everything's in the hands of Hashem, then, ultimately, why should you want to be saved? You should want whatever Hashem wants. And that's, obviously, a very high madriga. So, what we've seen here is a whole bunch of different ideas, and then we just have a few more minutes before we close, of a whole bunch of different ideas of what bitachon means, with the madriga to other providing the foil. And you can't find makoros like that, especially in the achronim, and we'll come back to that in a moment, of, I'm going to get, if I want to be saved from the Nazis, I'll be saved from the Nazis. and a whole bunch of Rishonim and Achronim who are saying, no, it can't be, because you can't tell Hashem what to do. Hashem runs the world, you don't run the world. Hashem is a reason that we don't understand, so either it means just everything is in the hands of Hashem, and either we just believe that, or we even have the high madrig of accepting that, or it means we have bitachon olam haba, or it means we agree with my dreams on only human nebuah, but we must have a different definition of bitachon for a regular person. Or maybe it means there's a hope that comes out of bitachon that we can hope that Hashem will save us and daven, but we can't be sure.
Maybe we have a question for Rabbeinu B'chaya from what it says in Pirkei Avos that David's son, like your son, no.
Correct. Correct. There can be many requests for that. That's a good hara.
What happens to our first
of it's fascinating. Meaning, if you really believe everything's for Tov, then what's Hakaras HaTov? So the answer is no problem. The answer is that the mission in Brachos, right? Change the Brachos HaTov, Bekach Brachos HaTov. What happens to Hakaras HaTov? If you're really in the High Madrega, Hakaras HaTov, you get healthy, and Hakaras HaTov, you chas don't get sick. If you're really in the High Madrega, Hakaras HaTov, you're rich. Hakaras HaTov, Hashem makes you win the lottery, and Hakaras HaTov, Hashem makes your house burn down, chas v'shalom. So, now, you're saying we're not in that Madrega. We know we're not all in that Madrega. That's why Chazal said, when a good thing happens to say with Tova Meitiv, when a bad thing happens to say die in HaEmes, because, obviously, we're not in Madrega for all to be equal to us. But for Ikaron, it's all, you know, there's all the Hakaras HaTov. For the real Tzaddik, there's no difference in Tova Meitiv and die in HaEmes. The difference in Tova Meitiv and die in HaEmes, like the difference between Ha'etz and Hadama, it's a different Hechi Timsi, it's the same Bracha, right? There's a theological difference between Ha'etz and Hadama. Okay, maybe I'll think of all there is. I don't know. But Lemaisa, no, the same theology in Ha'if and Adam. It's different Echitensi. Same theology in having a baby and in someone dying. It's all for the Tov. It's all across that Tov. Just different Echitensi, so we use different words. That's what they would say.
It's always how I just say whether it's better that person is born or not born. It's an instant from opposite things, better or not better. Everything's just sort of version one.
Correct. I mean, obviously, it wouldn't be a Tilva Shami debate whether it's better to be born or not. You think that means that really Hashem is wrong? According to Vishnu, no, Hashem is wrong for making people born. Obviously not. What they mean by better is some, I guess, subjective definition of better. Obviously, they can't really mean. No, Beisil Vishnu, I know Tanakh can really debate whether what Hashem does all the time is better or worse, because you can't say Hashem is wrong. So what they mean is a subjective kind of better. Okay, just one brief last detail, which is, if bitachon means that Hashem will do good things for you, right? If bitachon means one, three, four. Why should Hashem do good things for you? Right, so if you say it means you have a nevuah, then you know it'll be a nevuah. If you say you don't know what Hashem will do for you, you just know that Hashem runs the world in Seder. But if bitachon means you hope or believe Hashem will do good things for you, then why would He do good things for you? And here the Chovos Halavos number 3 has very harsh words. He says, there are 5 preparatory stages you need to have before you can have proper bitachon. And the 4th preparatory stage is that you have to work your hardest to do mitzvos. If you want Hashem to do your ratzon, you have to do His ratzon. He says, ridiculous. Some guy says, I'm not going to be a perfect tzaddik to the best of my ability. Right, you're not a malach. Says, I'm not going to work my hardest to be a tzaddik, and I'm going to be talking to Hashem. What kind of chutzpah? You don't want to go out for Hashem. You don't want to do things for Hashem. You want Hashem to do things for you. What kind of chutzpah is that? He says, obviously, it's not even shayach to talk about bitachon if you're not trying your hardest to be a tzaddik. You know, he means within a reasonable realm. He doesn't mean you have to be Moshe Rabbeinu. Like it says in Chazal, see Ritzonuk Ritzonuk Chavishi Ritzonuk Ritzonuk. You want Hashem to do things for you, you have to do for Him. Batel Mitzonu, etc. He can say, well, Misha, he can say that anyone who has bitachon Hashem and does averos, what an idiot! What a feeble-minded idiot! Right? You think, even for Vasa Radam, right? You can say, oh, I'm going to rebel against the king and have bitachon in him. No, he says, you're a feeble-minded idiot. We're not going to read it all because the hour is late. The Chovos Halavos says, how can you have bitachon? Only, right, because of schar mitzvos. It's only shy talk about bitachon for what you deserve for your mitzvos. It's not shy talk about bitachon unless you deserve it. The whole bitachon only gets off the ground if you deserve what Hashem does for you. Now again, not by unreasonable standard. He's not saying, you know, because a lot of Balei Mussar point out, if you look at it from a strictly intellectual philosophical standard, we all just deserve to be chayav misa all the time, right? Because none of them, we should never do an avera. He doesn't mean that. He's not trying to play games with you. He means, like he said again, you try your hardest. You should read the whole passage. It's very harsh. If you try your hardest, then you have bitachon. If you're not trying your hardest, if you're lackadaisical and you're avodas Hashem, then don't even talk about bitachon. Bitachon is not shayach unless you deserve it with your mitzvos, at least in terms of your effort. Unless you get an A for effort. Right? If you don't have an A for effort, it's not shayach talking about bitachon. This, however, is a big machlokus because there are two ways. So therefore, it's only for tzaddikim. Bitachon is only for tzaddikim. Again, I don't mean tzaddikim like a Baal Tanya. I mean tzaddikim like in regular language.
According to Rabbi Yonah, your bitachon doesn't change anything. That's a fact. They're going to get what happened about whether you
correct.
Literally, you don't believe it.
Correct.
It doesn't be based on anything. That's just a fact.
Yeah.
Supposed to, I'm not
going to
get anything.
Bitachon is believing the truth. But it's not just a fact, because think about it. I might believe I've started Olam Haba, but if I don't think about it, then I'll live life with a lot of fear and with a lot of timidity and with a lot of, you know, a lot of bad feelings. If I think about it, then I'll be able to face challenges, because even if they send me to concentration camp, I'll be thinking, look, this is all nothing. This is like I stubbed my toe on the way to picking up the $1 million for the lottery. Who cares? You know, it's ephemeral and transitory. Right? So it does change your entire life. There's a difference between this, what Olam Mussar is about. There's a difference between believing something and actually thinking about it. Just like the difference between people who believe in God and people who think about Hashem. The first people might not be Epicurus, and the second people are actually Ovdei Hashem. Okay, why else might you think Hashem would do something good for you, other than if you deserve it? Meaning, can anyone have bitachon unless they're sure they deserve it? What's the other possibility? What? Rachamim! The other possibility is Rachamim. Rabbeinu Yonah adds at the end of, you'll see me jumping around a little, Makar number 2, right above Makar 3. Oh, Yechayv, you need to be talking to talk about Emazal Rachamim, Hashem Yisbarach. Even though in Olam Haba, I don't know if there's Rachamim, but in Olam Haba at least, you should also say Hashem is Rachamim. Now again, how can you be sure Hashem will give you Rachamim? Don't we know Hashem's Rachamim depends? No problem, he says it's a hope. Right? You should hope for Rachamim. So Rabbeinu Yonah adds, he also says Chag Mitzvos, but he adds Rachamim. And this works very well, even though the whole point of Rachamim is that it doesn't always happen. Right? The whole point of Rachamim is it doesn't always happen. This works well, since the tikva, since the hope, you can hope for Rachamim. Isn't that what we all do? Right? Everyone hopes for Rachman from somebody. People go, they plead for clemency from the king, the president, or whatever. They plead for Rachman from their boss. Don't plead to Bnei Adam for Rachman. Plead to Hashem for Rachman. Right? Besides the fact that you get scarred for doing that, it's more effective. However, what's interesting is there's a third possibility. What's the third possibility, of course? That why should Hashem do good things for you? Maybe you don't have the scar mitzvos. Maybe Hashem doesn't always come through with Rachamim, but because a chesed Rachamim, how about just the zchus of bitachon? Maybe the bitachon is the reason why you should get what you're boteach for.
Isn't that Midrash?
What?
Isn't that Midrash?
Yeah, this is famous as the I know you use the word chesed as the Masorah Megra. I didn't have the girl on the computer, but you look at 4, I had it quoted here. V'da'o, demidat ha'bitachon, ein kluyiv z'chuyos. Z'chuyos don't matter. Shafil adam she'enu hagun ha'shchidiz b'lonu Hashem. Even if you're a bad guy, but you're bitachon, koach ha'bitachon megin alav mitzchasen Hashem Yisbarach. The koach ha'bitachon protects you. Ken kosev ha'gra, u'delo kechovas alvavos. Right, this is the gra, and this is what the Madrigas Adam also thinks. That the bitachon itself is a self-fulfilling prophecy, but it works. The bitachon, the zchus, the bitachon protects you. Shemach shekini to be medrash al pasuk rab machov in the rasha v'teach shem chetz yovenu. Interesting, I would have said rab machov in the rasha. That's one guy. Another guy v'teach shem chetz yovenu, but he says no. Rab machov in the rasha, but if the rasha is v'teach Hashem, even if he stays in Russia, he will have a chetzed, and that's what he quotes from some other pesukim. There's also some people in Sor from the Gra, right? There's a famous Sor from the Gra, although I couldn't find it on the computer. Maybe someone knows the Mar Mokom, or maybe it's just the Piyashmua. If the thief has a real bitachon, he'll succeed in burglarizing the house, and he won't get caught. I, the Rosh Hagavra. No. Bitachon is beyond mitzvahs and averus. Bitachon is beyond tzara unish. Bitachon is bitachon. Okay, you don't have to go that far. Meaning, you know, even if you don't go that far, the point is, bitachon is its own reason. And that seems to be the idea of the famous Besor from the Nefesh HaChaim as well. Right, the Nefesh HaChaim expands out of Gemara. Right, we all know this. I don't know if we all know from the Nefesh HaChaim, but we all know we've heard Gedolim stories when we were in kindergarten. It's actually funny, I wonder about that. So we all heard the Gedolim stories about like the two Gedolim who escaped the Holocaust because they just thought Einol Milvado whenever they got to a border or something and they got through. L'chor, what happened to all the other Gedolim? So either they didn't read the Nefesh HaChaim, or maybe they also thought Einol Milvado but got killed, but then like no one told us what they thought because they got killed. So we couldn't take them into account statistically. So that's a bit of a surfeon. Or whatever their other passages, maybe Hashem Dafka said something to distract them because in his plan he wanted them to stop thinking Einol Milvado. But anyway, the Nefesh HaChaim says, as long as you think Einol Milvado, nothing bad can happen to you. Now, what kind of bitachon is that? And this is, again, this is a few Achronim have this idea. That the bitachon itself, the Nefesh HaChaim, I think, and we're not going to get into Kabbalah, it's more than the chos of bitachon. It's that Einod Milvado really prevents any other force from affecting you. Oh, what about Tzadik V'Ra'lo? Tzadik V'Ra'lo is also another force because the dinim in Hashem, and the dinim are not as ikker as the Midas HaRachim Hashem, and it even prevents the dinim from affecting you. So it's sort of, you know, that's the difference in Kabbalah and Stam Pashat philosophy. In Stam Pashat philosophy, like Hashem is always one, and you always think of it that way. In Kabbalah, and the reason why the tradition always was that some people shouldn't learn Kabbalah, and I shouldn't be talking about this on tape, is because you can misunderstand this and become a kofer if you're not very, very medactic and not in a high intellectual madrigal of understanding. You could sort of like, obviously kibyachol, and obviously you shouldn't misunderstand it, but you could split Hashem into different spheros, different midos, different studin, different citros, etc. So he seems to think that maybe somehow the Einol Milvado can only connect you to the Chesed, which is more Iker of Hashem, and prevent the Dinim of Hashem, which are like the bad part of Hashem, to the Yachol, which, again, all of this is not true. It's just, alright, we shouldn't talk about Kabbalah. Because I'm going to tell you a million things and tell you I don't really mean them, and they're not really true, and no one really understands them anyway, so let's leave that aside. Anyway, it could be that Alpi Kabbalah, just you have a way of fitting in to only the Midas HaChesed of Hashem, and not the Dinim of Hashem, which are more of like a more external sitra. But the Nefesh HaChaim also seems to have this idea that, okay, maybe you got it from the Rav, wouldn't be surprising, that maybe the bitachon itself has a power to protect you. And l'chora, if you really hold like the Madrigas HaAdam, that's what you have to say, because we all know our star doesn't deserve all these things. We're not in that Madriga. And you just to count on Rachman, that's only a hope. The whole point of Rachman is that it can't be 100%, then it would be Din, not Rachamim. So I think that if you hold like the Madriga HaAdam, or maybe even like some of the other Sadim, you would have to assume that Bitachon itself has its chus to justify itself, which is a very, very big fish. That Bitachon itself is the reason Hashem will save you. But L'chora, that's what you have to hold. So there are three questions, not just what Bitachon is, but why you should have Bitachon, why you think Hashem will like you, will want to do good things for you. Either Star Mitzvos, one part of the approach, Chobos Alvavos, or Rachamim, which is maybe a hope, but hard to be sure of Rachamim, or is Chos Bitachon, which is, I think that's the Kiddush that underlies the Madrigas HaAdam, which again has roots in many more philosophical sphere, such as Nefesh HaChaim. I'm not going to go into the Medrash on Yosef yet today, because it's already very late. What I want to pick up with briefly, or start briefly in installments next time, is the question of how this affects Hishtadlus, right? How Hishtadlus interacts with Bitachon, meaning the basic question is, if Hashem really runs the world, right, and everything is part of the divine plan, everything is Shkachal process, then what's the point of Hishtadlus, which is a very, very difficult philosophical and practical problem, right? This is also practical. And we'll pick up with that in the whole Midrash of Yosef, coming up in the Parshas. Anyway, we'll pick up with that in Mirza Hashem next week. Agav, the Nefesh HaChaim is Gimel Yud Beis, the Ravina Bachi is Introduction to Mitzvot, and the